Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Steve Dillard. Batting second, the third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting third, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Mike Vail. Batting sixth, the catcher, Barry Foote. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Doug Coppola. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Doug Coppola. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Omar Moreno. Batting second, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third, the left fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Bill Robinson. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Mike Easler. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting eighth, the catcher, Steve Nicosia. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Robinson. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Robinson. And now, play ball. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coppola fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foley for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock juggles the ball. That's an error on Madlock. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards second. Garner fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Foley covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Madlock. The throw from Foote and he is safe. Madlock steals second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Pirates. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia hits a line drive towards short. Kelleher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Doug Coppola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coppola strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 0. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coppola fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moreno. The throw from foot and he is safe. Moreno steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-1 in the game. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lacy. Randall reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Robinson. Randall moves to third. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Randall scores. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 0-for-1 in the game. Vail hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buckner moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Easler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Doug Coppola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coppola is 0-for-1 in the game. Coppola hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Coppola moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dillard for the out. Coppola moves to third. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Nicosia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicosia is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicosia hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Easler. Vale reaches second base with a double. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vale moves to third. Two outs. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreno hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coppola fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 2 in the game. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into right field. Easler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Coppola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coppola is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coppola strikes out. Two outs. Steve Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Madlock strikes out. There goes Robinson. The throw from foot to second, and Robinson is out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Coppola covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first, with Robinson covering, for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Moreno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Jerry Martin now playing center field. Scott Thompson now playing right field. Mike Vale now playing left field. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Ott pinch hits for Steve Nicosia. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell pinch hits for Don Robinson. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Willie Stargell. Omar Moreno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreno is 0 for 3 in the game. Moreno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexander moves to second. Dave Parker pinch hits for Tim Foley. George Riley now pitching. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kent Tekulva now pitching. Dale Barra now playing shortstop. Ed Ott now catching. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-3 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Tekulva covering, for the out. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lacy for the out. One out. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-3 in the game. Garner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.